There's a klal from the Ramban as follows. When a person walks past a gold mine, when he walks past a dangerous place where people are digging, dangerous things can happen. So you can imagine, the more dangerous it is, the more signs and warning they have to give a person to warn them how dangerous the matzav is. The Ramban tells us that the more distracted something actually was, it shows the more holy, the more kedusha it has. And there's not any reason. Example, obviously, is the Beis HaMikdash. But there's no day that we have in the Jewish year that is as distracted, if I can say so correctly, as day of Purim. Purim is a day of pure distraction. It's a day of hefka. It's a day of people doing what they want. All sorts of things happen on a Purim. Zuk the Ramban. Not saying on Purim. Al pi is klal. The more distracted something is, the more holy it shows it actually was. And we don't realize sometimes the kedusha of the day of Purim. And that's why it's important, of course, we have to know Beit HaShem called Alochas, but it's important to know the kedusha of the Yoy, the godliness that the Rebbeinu Shlomo put into the day of Purim. It's extremely, extremely chashuv. We know that Halacha tells us, kol ha'poshet yod inoisim. Whatever sticks out the hand, you've got to give it. And this be'etzim means that normally during the year, we like to investigate, is the guy worth it, is he not worth it, does he need it, does he not need it? Do we need to give the stock of a chule? Comes to Purim, we don't do such a thing. Whoever sticks out the hand, right, the little kids here out to soil, big bikim in this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and they walk around and say, shteken halacha, kol ha'poshet yod inoisim, b'chule, you've got to give me. And the Mason, they're right. You don't have to give them. It's a shy, they really got to give a go even. So you're taking poskim. Now, whatever it is, we'll get the halacha beis Hashem. But what we have to know is there's a yisod over here. The halacha is kol ha'poshet yod inoisim, that you've got to give them. But it means something more than that. It means that that's the anhog of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the self of that. That on Purim kol ha'poshet yod inoisim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not looking, are you roi? Or are you ain't a roi? The Rebbeinu Shalom says, you stick out your hand, you get. And Purim is a yod that a person can get tremendous, tremendous zachen that he cannot normally get and cannot normally be zeichet to on a regular day of the year. So you have to realize that Purim is a day that the door is open, the Shar HaShemayim, as we'll see, the Ezer Hashem is mamish open, that we have an opportunity, whether it be tefillah, whether it be Torah, whether it be all sorts of wonderful zachen of Kedusha and Tahara, unbelievable. But Purim is the day. And we have to take this into account when a father we have to be kind of mitzvah sayoyim and to be kind of properly with Hashem, we're going to go through the halachas. Of our components is to bear in mind that the day is a yoyim kodesh ad moed, right? The Arizal famously said that it's yoyim kippurim, right? That yoyim kippur is like Purim. That means it's almost as holy as Purim. So we have to be Hashem try to understand why is it so? What is this kavlus of Purim that yoyim kippur is almost like it? Right? This Beis Hashem, we're trying to be masbir in the coming shiur. Let's start Beis Hashem again. We're going to go through the halachas, a shtickle of the Seder, of how they begin. That means we're going to start a shtickle with the beginning of Adar. We're going to Parashat Zohar, Tainus Esther, Machzitz HaShekel, and then Beis Hashem, the Yom HaPurim, with the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah, and the halachas of the mitzvahs of Yom HaShachmonis, Matonis Devyonim, and of course, the Ikemitzvah that everybody likes to make kind is Chayim Inish, one of the Shitas in the Maisa, can we be Machmed, see Beis Hashem, and the Maisa, what are all the different Shitas in the Poiskim. So we'll start like this. Hazal tell us, Kishem Shinichnas Av, just like an Av comes in, Memarik B'Simcha, we have to reduce the Simcha. Kein Kishinichnas Adar, Marbe B'Simcha. What is Shtek with Hazal? So I want to ask you, Bezor Obach Shlito, what's Pshat? What's the Pshat? That you're bringing Av to Adar. Just like an Av, you're Memayit, so too in Adar, you're Marbe. What's the Shachas? They told me a beautiful Pshat. It's a beautiful Pshat like this. He said, we know that when a person is memayit simcha, when it comes to Av, he's not doing it in the Shem Shamayim. Nobody's memayit simcha in Av for his own personal reason. You're memayit simcha because Chazal told me to. Memayit is the Shem Shamayim. So we're saying, oh, but when it comes to being marbeh b'simcha, chas v'sholim, it could be that a person is marbeh for his own zachen, stop, shtusim, holiness, stop, shalom l'shem Shamayim. So we're saying, oh, but no, Chazal are telling us a big yisur. Just like when it comes to art, when we make the simcha, the shem shemayim, so too, the marbe in simcha, that Chazal want us to do in Adar should also be only Lishem Shomayim and for no other reason. And that's why we want to say Pshat. Why? When it comes to Adar, with Marvin Simcha ben Avadim, it means a Simcha Shal Teira, a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, not a Simcha Shal Shtus, and a Simcha Shal Hoyles. There's a Gemara in Tainus Chovtes. The Gemara in Tainus says that if a person has a din, he has to go to court with a goy, Adar is the perfect month that he should do it in. Now, the answer we can ask Akasha. Why doesn't it also say that Kashem Shenichnas Tishrei or Nisan also Marvin Simcha? I mean, these are chadashim that have meritik yamim tovim, or shoshana, or sukkos, or pesach. Really, this is man simcha. So the male, maybe when the month comes in, it should also be marvin simcha. So the Rashban, you know, Chaim, Simreishar Gimel says a meritik pshat. He says pshat is like this. He says because those chadashim that have a yontov daraisa, Chazal didn't have to give chizik. Oh, but when it came to a yontov darabon, Chazal wanted to give chizik the divrei and yaisa mishel tovim. And then maybe that's why when Adar comes in, we're ready mechuyev to have a simcha to be marve in simcha. Rav Shlomo Zalman was once asked, what's the gedder of simcha? Again, obviously, this is a psak halacha lemais in shulchan aruch. We have to mekayim this halacha in shulchan aruch. Just like we mekayim the halacha in shulchan aruch about eating the Megillah. Just like we mekayim the halacha in shulchan aruch about putting on tefillin. The same shulchan aruch said that when it comes to Adar, which just came in yesterday, you're going to be marve in simcha. So how do we mekayim the shulchan aruch? How are we going to do this? So Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say like this. Ushlem Zalman, I heard this from his son of Israel. He used to say Pasha Pshat. To Ushlem Zalman, it's very, very important to know this. Again, this is Pasha Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. To Ushlem Zalman, when the Shulchan Aruch said to be Marben Simcha when Adar comes in, it's not the Pshat that a person has to do a Pu'ula to be Sameach. You have to do something that causes itself to have Simcha. To Ushlem Zalman, the Ikir Kavona of the Shulchan Aruch and of Chazal was to remove from your lave any sadness, any dangers, any worries. Forget the Steipner used to drink wine every single day of Elul. Oh, Adar, I'm sorry. Why? Poshut. Shteit in Chazal, that yayin is something that gives a person simcha. And the Mela, shteit the halach is, again, this is the same halach like everything else. You've got to be kind of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that you've got to be masameach on Adar. And the Mela, he wanted to do that, they had wine. Now the Mesa Moshe Mizalman is telling us, you're not mechuyev to do anything to cause yourself simcha, but you should remove from your heart and from your lave any type of dangers and worries during the time of Adar. Now the Arm and Hogim brought down, it's very unclear where they came from, people to hang up signs of Mishnechas Adar Arabic Simcha, people in the shuls, people in their houses, which is lovely, very nice Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. But one thing we have to know, we now just put this out of Furish, is that these things require Shemus, right? The Geniza. These are Maim Chazal. You've got to be very, very careful. You have such a sign, comes after Adar, after Purim, everybody chucks in the bin. You've got to be careful to be Noig, Minig, Kedusha, with such a thing. Also, another thing that people are known to do is to make pictures of like fish, which is the mazel of Adar, which the answer we have to know is that halacha is you're not allowed to make pictures of a mazel. So the place can say, if you're making it raised, then about it's a problem. If it's drawn on a piece of paper, it can be more makel. Who I did if it's only one fish, because the mazel is actually two fish, one on top of the other, as the mice if you only do one fish, and that's Peseda. I saw with that emotion, Shaila. Are you allowed to write Mishnechas Adar Marvin the Simcha on a cake and serve it to the oil? No, everybody was trying to spin that a cake, icing of Mishnechas Adar Marvin the Simcha. They want to cut it. The mice, the person would say, aye, it's a Maimah Chazal, it's a Mufusha Chazal in Gemara. As the mice, the person would say, that is Mutah, that is no problem whatsoever. Now again, right away. Now let's start the halachas of Parsha Zohar, which means Hashem Abol in the Toiva. This Shabbos, next Shabbos, is going to be Beis Hashem. That's right, we're a week early before Beis Hashem to get the Shurim and the Hanami. Parsha Zohar is as follows, what we say. Parsha B'Shalach, in Perek Zayin, possibly Dalet, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Emcha es Zecher Amalek. Now, we can recount this mitzvah in many different ways, but we're going to go through only what's negated to us, Ezer Shem, next Shabbos, in Parsha Zohar. As we know, the Kriya of Parsha Zohar is Min HaToyva. It's a Chiv Midoraisa. Very, very chomel. More chomel than any of the Kriyas command that we have the answer on. That the Kriya of Parsha Zohar that Ezer Shem next week will be doing is a Chiv Min HaToyva. The Ramban learns as well. The Ramban learns the reason for the mitzvah is so we don't want to forget what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. As I state in the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says there's a mitzvah asay to remember the Maisim of Amalek to awaken, to be'oyra the hatred in our heart every single day. Also hier steht in Rambam, it's a mitzvah, I say, to remember, okay, that's why a lot of people after Shachris will say, the Shavuot is one of them, is going to be a Molech, and then Yotzer, a mitzvah d'oraisa, the feed of Rambam. The Shavuot is, why do we have to do this once a year? Why is Parashat Zocha this time, Dafka, only once a year? So the Achronim say Pshat like this. They say Pshat like this. The Bino of the Gemara tells us in a few places. One of them, for example, is that, sorry, the Gemara says, Lalein, a mace is forgotten from a person's heart after 12 months. It takes 12 months for a person to forget about a mace. That's number one. Number two, there's a Gemara in the Tzias. The Gemara tells us that if a person has an Aveda, he lost something, no, how long does he continue thinking about it? Zutra Gemara, 12 months. The Mele Chazal came along and said, ah, we see from here that once in 12 months, you'll remember it for the whole year. And the Mele, that's why Parashat Zocha is B'dafka said once a year, and that's why it's enough to be kind once a year. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, that's in Tzemach and Avon, the Shem Yitzhu is Adeshen, of Azoi Pas, the Mishnah Berurah, in Tokvish, Pei Heisi, Kutni Yudalit, there's two requirements for Parashat Zocha. Number one is you need a Sefer Torah, very important. Right, sometimes you're in a Zach Kibbutz, whatever, and they don't have a Sefer Torah, it's a problem. It's a problem even to go to such a place for Shabbos. You require a Sefer Torah for the Kriya of Parashat Zocha. Number two, you need a minion of 10 male adults. As we pass from the Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there's a Moedig Galeket HaYosha. Galeket HaYosha, we know, was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, and he brings many minhagim from the Trumas Hadeshen. And he says that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, was mapped to read Parashat Zocha from a Sefer Torah that had a Chazaka to be Meduyak. And it comes out very, very important because a lot of shuls are very, very careful when it comes to Parashat Zocha. They'll take the best, most mechudar Sefer Torah out when it comes to Parashat Zocha. Now, another halacha you've got to be careful in this as well. That when it comes to the ksav of the Sefer Torah, it goes as follows. We know there's different ksav. There's ksav Ari, there's ksav Beiseisef. I'm not going to the shittas right now. There's Chuvas Mechazan Ish, there's Shem Talevi about it, there's Chuvas Tfilin, there's Chuvas Zuzo. Okay. But when it comes to Kriya of Zocha, Lechatchila, if your minhag, which most literature Ashkenazi Yidden is to have a ksav of the Beis Yosef, then you should not go to a shul of, let's say, maybe, again, of Hasidim that have a Sefer Torah of Minigari, because there's a different minig than what your minig is. So again, you have to be aware exactly what your minig is, you have to know that the shul taka do have a different ksav, but again, it's a din Lechatchila. Bidi Evet, whichever Sefer Torah you hear it from is the Sefer Gomel. Right? Again, it's very again. People go out for Parashat Zocha, they go to all sorts of minyanim, you got to be mapped on the Sefer Torah, at least Lechatchila. Again, we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa like Lulav and Esrik. We're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa like Pesach, when it comes to Matzah. So just like we're mapped in all those halachos, we're going to be mapped in these halachos also. Okay. Now, Sfarim Ashkenazi is slightly different, that we'll get to Be'ez Hashem in a moment. Now, very negay shayla. I don't know how many times it happened, but it seems that every single person that ever lived wrote a tshuva on the following shayla. It seemed to be very shkia. That after Parashat Zocha, they'll open up the Sefer Torah randomly, and they'll find that the whole Sefer Torah was puzzled. Puzzling answered. So now, what was the shayla? Just previously they read Parashat Zocha. Parashat Zocha, we passed in Halacha Lemaisim, called the Magen Avraham, requires a Sefer Torah that's kosher. They had a trick, they had a puzzle, Sefer Torah. When a Yaitza Parashat Zocha, then they have to read Parashat Zocha, all the poskim say about the lot, and you can be saying on those poskim that hold, you don't require a Sefer Torah, make it in, and the Mela, if they do find it to be puzzled, you will not have to re-read it. Come again, Baita. Now, this is the gate to all of us. The Mishnah Berurah says like this, like the Mishnah Berurah, it's not in your two things. Number one, the Balkoya, the one that's reading Parashat Zocha, has to have in mind to be Moitzi the Gantzah Tzibur. He has to have in mind someone should tell him, unless he knows, that have in mind when you read it to be Moitzi the Gantzah Olam. Number two, so the Mishnah Berurah, very important, that at Tzibur have to have Kavona when you listen to Parashat Zocha. When you're sitting in Shul Be'ez Hashem next week, Shabbos morning, and you'll hear Shabbos Zocha, you must have Kavona to be Yetzah, the Mitzvah, Do'oraisa of Schiras Amolik. And the Maisa, there is some Sefer, also the Taz, that wants to tell you that you should also have Kavona to be Yetzah, the Aliyah of the person that received Parashat Zocha. Now the Maisa Stiper said, Lo Yedea, Lo Shomanu, Lo Yedinu, anybody that was Machma Azoy, and the Chanami, there are people that Taka announce it. I know, I think one certain yeshiva in Yerushalayim, somebody gets up and says, everybody should have in mind to be yaitzeh by the bracha, and also the kriya. Again, it's a wonderful chumrah to have. Me'ikah adin, it's the kriya that we're looking at, not the bracha. Right. How about understanding it? So we know the Kol Gadol, the Gemara, Megillah, Kamei Bekeinis, and Chas, that if I have something that's Loshen HaKodesh, even if I don't understand it, I'm Yotze. Why explain a gate to something that we say, Kol Chamira, okay, that's a different thing, you're not going to get into that, but Hilchos Pesach. Oh, but generally, if something is in Loshen HaKodesh, even if I don't understand it, I'm 100% going to be Yotze. Over. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv. It's very important, is what we say. The Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv, for a person to try and understand what he's listening to. So the Fidah Mishnah Berurah, if you don't understand, you know, all the words of Parashas HaZachar, you should open up an art scroll before Shabbos or whatever, before the Kriya, and I read the Mishnah Berurah just tell you for a person to understand all what he's reading. Now, Reb Chaim, can you ask him to listen to Kamele, it's Paskin, a very modic Akula, and yes, I think it's a great, a valdic Akula that people don't know. You don't have to understand every single word. If I come over to you and say to you, what's that in that word? You say, ooh, I don't know. It's not the chat you want the answer, I've got the answer. Then Paskin, I say, they ask that you should know the Inyan. As long as you understand the Inyan of Zohar, what's going on, Amalek, the king of Tidus, whatever it was, Zuk, Mephank, and Yeski, Shlita, is a brother, you are Yotza in that Mahalach. Now, as I'll give you one example for example. Ashek Orcha. Nobody knows what that means. Rashi brings to me Pirushim. As the Baisal Aloch is, with an Ashu said, whichever of the three Purushim you're thinking about, when you hear them with Rosh Hashanah, you're never going to be Yotze. Again, the Ikki Yisrael is to know basically what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. Let me go later. What about that voice? What about the accent? Now, for example, Hasidim and Litvaks have this problem, Sfadim and Ashkenazim have this situation as well, and it goes as follows. Lechatzchela. We're dealing over here, this is very important Yisrael. We're dealing over here with a Choybas Yochit, not a Choybas Tzim. Kriyas HaToyva L'Revi L'Shabbos is a Choybas HaTzibu, not a Choybas Yochit. Pashtus, it's a Machloikas, or a Pashtus. Over here we're dealing with a Choybas Yochit. Therefore, L'Chatchila, you must hear the Kriya of Parshas Zohar in the Havorah, in the accent, in the way of lining it that you're normally used to. So if you're Chassidisha, you should hear in that Havorah. If you're Litvish, hear in that Havorah. Now, Bidhi Evet, Zot, Ripsipe Sakran, Kimi Kroi, Kroi, Yusim Et Zayim, is a badab of the end of whichever language, whichever havor you hear, parashat zohar, you're a badab of the end of going to be yaitza. However, Sfarim and Ashkenazim have a different shayla. If a Sfarim would come to an Ashkenazi shul or an Ashkenazi would come to a Sfarim shul, so then there's already sheep that hold the not yaitza bechlal. Come again, Baita. Women. Are women chayit to hear parashat zohar? So we know there's a machlekes, sheep is a chinuch is that they're bottom, it's a zangrova. We know that some soif of the Maharsham hold, Chayim and Atoyim Mamish, as the Maisa, without going into too much detail of the Machlikis, the meaning is that women Taka do go, they have had to get a mitzvah of, like a mitzvah of Amalek, because the mitzvah is on Roman, that money get a mitzvah, as they're passing up a Chayim, and it seems that that's the meaning of the Maisa for women to go. However, also a very unknown halacha. Are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and make a kriya for women of Baruch Zohar? Oh, maybe take a shayla. Go have a look, Beis Hashem, next week, you'll see signs in every shul. The kriya for women is, this time. The halacha shaylos are tremendous over here. Are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah for someone that wasn't chayav in it, but had doing it as a hiddur, doing it as an extra mitzvah? As the Maisa, Reb Shimon Ben Frank, Yus Moshe, Reb Yashav hold, is osed bomer to take out a Sefer Torah, but after for women's minyan. Right? Other places, the Chassidskog and others want to be mekel. What they do in most places that know the halacha is they make a minyan for mincha, and at the same time the Sefer Torah is out, then they allow the women to listen at the same time. Over again, the Chatzchila is really not for take out the Sefer Torah in that matzah. Let me get back to a choyla. If a person is sick, he can't get to shul for Parashat Zohar, so the Mishnah Berurah said before Shem Tzim Kufram and Hay, is you're allowed to take the Sefer Torah out of the Oron HaKodesh and bring it to him to make a minyan for Parashat Zohar in his house. Now if a person cannot even do that, they can't get the Sefer Torah, whatever it may be, he should read himself with the chumash with the chop. As I pass in the Ramon, the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Tofish Behes, is you take a chumash, you read with the timing, with the chop, and you answer that way. Now, if you miss the Parashat Zohar, what's the halacha? That's the chumash, never been again. There are unfortunately people that think Purim, the mitzvah of Purim, started already a couple of days earlier, Shtekalah Chonus, and many of them, when they come to Parashat Zohar, they're out cold. Ooh, they realize they missed Parashat Zohar. What do you do now? So the Maisa, I'm sure the women's meeting will be very happy to have you, because at least you'll be able to take out the Sefer Torah in that way, because it's still Chayav, it's 1 in the afternoon. Oh my God, Bonnet, if you miss Parashat Zohar, what do you do now? So the Magen Avraham, Simetopesh Behei, the Lehetzi brings it from the Golden Paschal Zazoy, is you listen to Kli Satoya on Purim itself, on the Yom HaPurim, and then when they read Vayavi Amalek, and you Yotze, and then Rabbi Yashin, that's how Paskin this way, the Alocha Lemaisa, Yemish Parash Zohar, you have the Yom of Purim, when they read the Kli Satoya, you give the Yotze. Now the Mishnah Berurah is not too happy with this, the Alocha Shochan is Chaylik on the Magen Avraham, and the Meila, it's not something we do in the Chathchila, Oba, the Har Tzvi in Simon Lachel says, at least you could rather be Yotze when you hear Parash of Kiseitze, which anyway is the Parash of Amalek, and therefore rather, you're going to be Yotze. Come on, Moshe, listen to Har Tzvi, Har Tzvi. Little game writer. Bernigir, let's say you're going to line the Megillah on Purim, and on Shabbos Kodesh, you want to do a Shtikal Achorim, you want to start preparing the lining of Purim of the Megillah's Esther on Shabbos already. So the minds of the Purim can say that to Mufurish, which is Abba Novak, and Mufurish, Avada Mitzmuta, because the idea that he wants to know is now. Little game writer. First of all, the Loch is now Tainis Esther. The Loch is the Tainis Esther goes as follows. First of all, the first interesting shine is why is it called Tainis Esther? It's silent. No one speaks about this. Why is it called Tainis Esther? So, Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about it, says it's not the Zecha of the fast, as we're going to see. Most people say as follows, that when Klal Yisrael went, we know that when Esther went in, the Achashverosh, so Klal Yisrael fasted for 3 days before she went in. That's what a lot of people think, that's why we're fasting on Tainis Esther. Everybody says it's not the Pshat, Fush Mishnah Berurah Nishnazoi, because you know why? Very simple. That was 11 months before Purim. That was in Nissan that they did that. Now, they are brother and father, that's not why we're fasting. So I once saw a beautiful pshat about which Rebbe said a pshat like this. He said, how do we know that what's the reason for the Tainis Esther? The reason is the zeichah for the fast that Klal Yisrael that they did for the Muhammad that was in Yud, Gimel, Adar. Right, for the Muhammad, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did by a Holik, so Esther did as well. So Babich Rebbe wants to say like this. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu fasted. He was the only one in Klal Yisrael to fast. Why? Because if you're going out to war, you're going to Muhammad, it's us agama to fast, not allowed to fast. Elamai, only one that's not fasting, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu, was allowed. Now over here, you give him a dad, that's Klal Yisrael. We're going out to fast. The only person that wasn't was Esther. Since she was the only one to fast, then maybe that's why it's called Tainis Esther. Now we're going back to now, Tainis Esther is a slightly different Tainis than most other Tainisim that we've spoken about in the past, and that is as follows. This fast of Tainis Esther is A, not Medivri Kabbalah, and B, it's not as a result of a Tzorah that happened to Klal Yisrael, right? It's a Minik Shel Kol Gantz Klal Yisrael. That is Tainis Esther. And therefore, it's a Zeich, as we know, as we said, the days of Mordechai and Esther, that the Mordechai Kaseyat Teshuva that they had, the Shibur of Yung, Tomesh Beibob, Bishim the Rambam, and the Mela, for example, one example of a Nafkamina would be, it's normally also to make Chuppah, Chassan the night before, a fast. When it comes to Tainis Esther, is the mice you could be makel and make a chasana the night before. Now, a couple of halachas that are negated to fasting, I'm going to go all halachas Tainis, I'm going to get the Ika halachas, and then as follows. First of all, the fast, as we know, is some tough cook, some adult, starts from alois hashachar. That's very important. You wake up in the middle of the night, cook them alois, and you want to have a drink, and you want to have it eat. So the mice we know, the Shukhanot and Tochkum Samantala tells us, it depends on the Kabbalah when you went to sleep. You should go to sleep the night before Tainis Esther, which is this year, another Thursday. So when you go to sleep Wednesday night, this week, so rather you should go to sleep with the Kabbalah, that if I wake up, I want to have a drink, I want to have a piece of food. If you did not, then rather you can drink, because it's a normal thing for a person to drink when he wakes up in the morning. Come again later. The Shulchanorach and some Tovkul Samaches says as follows. What's the halacha of the fast? You by mistake eat, you by mistake take a drink, so somebody has to continue Mamshek till the end of the fast, even if you ate a drink in the middle. Loving an item. If you made a bracha by mistake, so the minds of Rikki Yosef and others hold, you take a sip or a nibble, so it should not be a bracha of a toddler, the Rasham Hol Tishnazoi, the Bash, as you can say, the Rabchan Kineski once told me, is Boroshen Kibayim Hosoi Loin and Vibe, and that would be good enough. Loving an item. Rinsing a person's mouth. So the Mishnah Berurah said in Tovkul Samadzayin that the Itzad we should not rinse our mouth unless we're in Tsar. If a person wakes up in the morning and says that Tsar for not being able to rinse his mouth, then he can. Oba, so the Mishnah Berurah Mufurish, he should lean forward to make sure that none of the water goes down. That's not a portion. The Ochel Shulchan says you can make it even without Tsar. Brushing your teeth, above the Mincha Sitzvot, the Chayim Dalet, the Kuftes, is a mouth to the same thing, only for more Kuftes medicine. You can be made not to take a pill by itself, but you have to take it with water. Take it with only the minutest amount of water. Let me go back a couple more halachas. Showering. Now here's something that's miyuchad b'tainis Esther. When it comes to showering, so normally, right, I'll put the shatzin in the tofkuf nun, the shatzin says that you shouldn't have a shower on a tainis unless it's mokum tzah. When it comes to Tainis Esther, however, you could be a little bit more makel, especially if you're showering the cover the Simchas of Purim. The Missing Karenit says you could be more makel and have a shower. Listening to music is a very questionable thing. Look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and go for bass. Or the Be'etzem, you're not supposed to listen to music. But the Rashi said, listen, you're right. We're not having a fast over here because of the Mikveh Samidash, not Al's Churban. Over, Seikosoi, it's a Yom HaTainis. Over those people that do listen to music on a fast, Yesh Ami this way. To go to a dentist on Tainis Esther, even though you know that probably you're going to swallow some water, is the Maisa going to be water. I want to finish with two last things, and that's as follows, I always say. Moedig a Kaba Yasha. This Kaba Yasha is almost worth coming today just to hear this Kaba Yasha. The Kaba Yasha Chedek Beis says like this. Even if that on Tainis Esther, a person should daven on Tainis Esther not to come to Heiris and Chet on Purim itself. To the Reboy of the Achim and the Shtia. And he brings it with it, Moyudik. He brings, this is another reason for fasting, Tainis Esther. He said, this is brought down the Magid Rishonim. The Malach told the Beis Yosef. We know that the Malach told the Beis Yosef, Moyudik Azachar. The Malach came down from Shemayim, the Magid Rishonim, I think it's a parashat by Yaakov. And he told the Beis Yosef, this is another reason, no one knows this one, for Tainis Esther. And that is, that the reason is, Mechoshesh, that through the Reboy of Achil and Shtir that we're going to do the next day, on Purim, we're worried that Klal Yisrael are going to come to a chet in a mail. So the mail of Kodesh Baruch Hu will smack them a fast as a skula to save us from any aveiros that the Sotan went out the Koyach to go and bring us Klal Yisrael to an aveir. We know that the Mishnah tells us the ikka of the tainis is avad in the tshuva. If a person fasted the whole day without doing tshuva, so the Mishnah Berurah, he poshut missed the boat. It's going to take a couple of minutes on the tainis hashtikol tshuva. The Kabbalah Chaim says a person should stop himself from being angry. Right, the Gemara Brochot that Bob tells us, Ikazach on the Tainis is a matter of the tzedakah that you give. And the last thing is, the Rosh tells us on Moed Ikazach. The Rosh says that on Tainis Esther is a special skula, the tefillah more than any other day. So you speak in the Rosh, that Tainis Esther is a yom for tefillah unbelievable. And it's a yom furush in Kaba Yosha. The Kaba Yosha says like this, that you may Tainis Esther v'purim, or you may rachamim v'rotzoin v'avo. And if a person needs a special rachamim, he should take time, he should say Tehillim Chofes, which Esther was Ayelet HaShachar, and they should cry and daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And in the schus of Mordechai the Esther, and Mordechai the schus, the Shara Shomayim of the Kaba Yosha, will be opening up for you, and you'll see a Mordechai teretz to your tefillah. So we say to Israel tomorrow, we'll go to the halachas of Matzah Shekel, and the halachas of all the other mitzvahs are yours.